Mohamed El Baradei tweeted that he's going to attend today's rally. John Demokos was there to witness his arrival. John, what happened?
Yes, soon after Friday prayers, which was a very kind of charged atmosphere in Tahrir Square, there was a kind of mob formed in one of the far corners. We went out to check it out, and yes, Mohamed El Baradei was there, totally surrounded by kind of people, you know, supporters going crazy for him. He was mobbed. He had handlers trying to protect him, struggling against the crowds. And we asked a couple, you know, people were telling us to the camera that Mohamed El Baradei, he's the symbol of the revolution still, ever since he came back from exile. They said it's natural that he's in the square, and they're very happy that he's come down to the square. They're ecstatic. As the people shepherded him away from the crowds, more for his, as much for his own safety, I think, just because he was being mobbed, he got into a car that sped off. One supporter grabbed onto the back of his bumper and was kind of dragged along the street for about 20 metres, you know, and kind of fell off. Such was the kind of clamour for his attention. So, yeah, people were very ecstatic to see him.
Did he address the crowd at all?
I couldn't hear, I couldn't get very... He was talking, he didn't address the crowd via a megaphone, not when I was there anyway. He was talking to people around him, but the atmosphere was so... The noise was so loud around him of chanting from the crowd, you couldn't hear what he was saying unless you were very up close to him.
And you're on your way now to a trade union rally, but what's the atmosphere like in Tahrir Square?
In Tahrir Square, it was a longer Friday sermon than usual. It was quite a revolutionary Friday sermon that they were saying, you know, praying to God to protect the revolutionaries and telling the revolution, the people, the protesters, to stay in Tahrir Square until their demands are met. And there was a long prayer for the revolution and for the revolutionaries to look after them. There's a lot of emotion. The atmosphere was very charged. And the square was totally packed out.
You say it was charged. In what sense was it? Was it a sort of a sorrowful occasion? Is there a sense of anticipation of what's going to happen later?
Yes. Well, there's a sense of anticipation hanging over it that this is a big day. There are lots of marches planned from all over Cairo. Some going to Tahrir, some just staying where they are. There is a sense of anticipation that things are happening. It's an important day. During the prayers, there was a lot of emotion on people's faces, as you would expect. Many people were praying for the dead, the people that have died during this latest violence. There were tears in some people's eyes, and the prayers themselves were quite sorrowful. And then the atmosphere afterwards, especially when El Baradei appeared, was suddenly uplifting again, and people sort of getting up for what's going to be a big day in Cairo.
Any idea of the kind of numbers gathered?
In Tahrir Square?
Yeah.
I would say... so one second, Ali, I mean... sorry, are you recording straight?
Yeah,
can you chop
that
bit out? How many people would you say are in that square? I mean, it was absolutely packed.
More than 10,000, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, more than that even. I mean, it's very... okay, I'll start talking now.
Sure.
It's hard to tell the numbers in Tahrir Square simply because the place is so huge and you can only ever see a certain amount of it from one position, but certainly tens of thousands of people were in the square when we were there during Friday prayers. As far as the eye could see, the place was full. That's only now. From now, there are marches planned, which many are going to Tahrir Square, so the numbers will swell even further. Although looking at the square today, it's hard to see how many more people can fit in. We're now on our way to this trade union rally, who we haven't heard much of the trade union's position and role in the latest things, but they are getting involved today, and they have their own set of demands.
Okay, John, we'll speak to you soon when you get there. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.